Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Be Free or Die. The amazing story of Robert Smalls, Escape from Slavery to Union Hero, by Kate Limeberry, is a nonfiction biography centered on one of the most dramatic acts of self-liberation during the American Civil War. The book follows Robert Smalls, an enslaved man in Charleston, South Carolina, who in 1862 commandeered the Confederate steamer Planter, gathered family members and other enslaved people, and delivered the vessel to Union forces. Limeberry uses this episode as the entry point for a broader account of Smalls as a military asset, public figure, businessman, and Reconstruction-era congressman. The book belongs to Civil War history, African-American biography, and narrative nonfiction, with a purpose that is both corrective and interpretive. It restores attention to a historically significant figure whose actions challenge pro-slavery assumptions about courage, intelligence, and political capacity while illuminating the unstable transition from slavery to freedom in wartime America. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Planter escape is a calculated act of self-liberation. The central event of the book is Robert Small's seizure of the Planter, a Confederate steamer operating in Charleston Harbor. Limeberry presents the escape not as a spontaneous flight, but as a disciplined act requiring observation, timing, technical skill, and acceptance of extreme risk. Smalls had learned the routines of the vessel, the expectations of Confederate authorities, and the geography of the harbor. By using that knowledge, he transformed skills extracted from enslaved labor into tools of liberation. The episode is significant because failure would likely have meant death or severe punishment for Smalls, his family, and the others involved. The decision to include family members and fellow escapees also shifts the meaning of the act from individual escape to collective self-emancipation. In the context of the Civil War, the Planter episode demonstrated that enslaved people were not passive recipients of freedom granted by armies or politicians. They could act strategically within the conflict, exploit military vulnerability, and force the nation to confront the agency of those slavery attempted to define as property. Secondly, Charleston Harbor as a military and racial battleground. Limeberry places Small's life within the specific geography of Charleston and the South Carolina coast, where slavery, secession, maritime labor, and military conflict overlapped. Charleston Harbor was not merely a backdrop for the escape. It was a heavily defended Confederate space, filled with forts, patrols, shipping routes, and symbolic weight as one of the centers of secession. Small's ability to move through that space depended on his experience as a skilled worker on the water, a position that gave him practical knowledge even while denying him legal freedom. The harbor therefore becomes a revealing setting for the contradictions of slavery. Confederate authorities depended on enslaved labor and expertise while insisting on black inferiority. Small's escape exposed the weakness in that system by showing how knowledge gained under coercion could be turned against the Confederacy. The setting also helps explain why the event had such public impact. Delivering the Planter and its cargo to Union forces was both a personal liberation and a military intelligence gain in one of the most contested coastal regions of the war. Thirdly, Union service and the challenge to racist assumptions. After reaching Union lines, Smalls became more than a symbol of escape. Limeberry follows his wartime service as a pilot and military participant, including his work in naval operations near Charleston and his later recognition as the first black captain of an army vessel. This part of the book matters because it connects individual heroism to institutional change. During the Civil War, many white Americans doubted the capacity of African Americans to fight, command, or contribute meaningfully to military operations. Small's record directly contradicted those beliefs. His knowledge of local waters, Confederate defenses, and maritime operation had practical value for the Union. His public visibility also supported broader arguments for using black troops and recognizing black citizenship claims. Limeberry shows that Small's importance was not limited to one daring knight. His wartime role helped turn his escape into a continuing argument about competence, loyalty, and political belonging. The book uses his military service to demonstrate how African-American participation in the war reshaped debates over emancipation and the future of the United States. Fourthly, Reconstruction politics and the expansion of black citizenship. A major strength of Be Free or Die is that it does not end with the escape or even with Union victory. Limeberry extends the story into Reconstruction, when Smalls became a public official, businessman, advocate, and member of Congress. This broader arc prevents the biography from reducing him to a single heroic episode. His post-war career illustrates the possibilities and limits of black political advancement after emancipation. Smalls used his public standing, military reputation, and local influence to participate in the construction of new civic institutions in South Carolina. His life after the war also reflects the tensions of Reconstruction, including the struggle over education, voting rights, federal power, and white resistance to black office holding. The poignant detail that Smalls later acquired the house connected to his earlier enslavement gives the narrative a concrete symbol of reversal. Though Limebury treats it within a larger political context, by following Smalls into public life, the book shows that freedom was not only escape from bondage. It required legal rights, political representation, economic independence, and ongoing defense against efforts to restore racial hierarchy. Lastly, a narrative biography that restores a neglected public memory, Kate Limebury approaches Smalls through narrative nonfiction rather than academic monograph style. The book is built around a dramatic event, but it also uses documented wartime records, public accounts, and historical context to reconstruct a life that had fallen from broad national memory. This method makes the biography accessible to general readers while still grounding the story in recognizable Civil War and Reconstruction history. The book stands out because Smalls' life naturally connects several fields that are often treated separately: maritime warfare, slavery, self-emancipation, black military service, and Reconstruction politics. Its value lies partly in recovery. Smalls was famous in his own time, yet he became far less familiar in later popular memory than figures such as Harriet Tubman or Frederick Douglass. Limebury does not claim that one biography can resolve that historical neglect, but the book helps explain how selective memory shapes the national understanding of the Civil War. By presenting Smalls as both an actor in history and a figure later marginalized by history, the book invites readers to examine not only what happened, but also whose achievements become widely remembered. In conclusion, Be Free or Die is well suited for readers interested in Civil War history, African-American biography, Reconstruction, and narrative nonfiction that combines military action with political consequence. It will be especially useful for students, educators, and general readers who want a clear account of how enslaved people actively shaped the meaning and outcome of the Civil War. The book offers practical intellectual benefits by showing how freedom can be studied as a process rather than a single event. Smalls' escape, military service, public career, and later obscurity reveal the connected stages of liberation, recognition, citizenship, and historical memory. Compared with many Civil War biographies focused on generals, presidents, or battlefield command, Limebury's book stands out by centering a black maritime worker whose expertise and courage altered both his own life and public assumptions about African-American capacity. Compared with broader histories of emancipation, it offers a focused human scale without losing sight of national context. Its distinguishing feature is the way it follows one extraordinary act beyond the moment of escape into the larger questions of Union strategy, black service, Reconstruction politics, and remembrance. The result is a concise but meaningful portrait of a figure who deserves a more secure place in American historical consciousness. If you would like to support Kate Limebury, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.